We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday edition of The Drive on KFH Radio. We are here with four more first-round matches in the World Series of Faceoff. They will begin at about 4:25 today. Jeff Lutz by my side. Max Power produces and engineers the show. The phone number is 869-1240. It's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. How are you today?
Just fine.
Any other thoughts?
I didn't know I was supposed to have thoughts.
Thoughts are a key part of radio. Mm. What are your thoughts today?
I don't know.
I've had a busy day. I went to City Hall this morning for a ceremony honoring Larry Dennis, who's retiring from the city of Wichita Parks and Recreation after more than 42 years. Then had a League 42 board meeting, then a conference call.
Who was on the conference call?
Oh, that's none of your business, but it is what it is. How are you today?
Everything go well. I'm good.
Did you already say that?
I did.
What else is happening?
Why do you keep asking me these?
Well, I want you to offer something. Offer something up.
These aren't conversations that I really participate in. What's going on?
Well, that's a shame.
What else is happening?
It's a shame that you don't have anything to offer.
It's not that I don't have anything to offer. That's not a question.
Small talk every day. Hey, how you doing? Well,
fine.
Like I just did. I told you about my day. It's been fun in some ways, frustrating in others. Tough day in some cases. Every day you got to meet the challenge.
See, what you said is nothing, but when I ask, who was on the conference call or how was your day tough, you're going to refuse to answer these.
I'm trying to raise money for League 42. That's how I spend a lot of my days.
All right.
Trying to raise a lot of money for our building that we're going to put in an indoor computer lab for kids to learn reading and math. And I'm trying to raise money to do that.
Good.
And it's a heck of a fight.
No question. As raising money, I imagine, often is.
I never raised a dime.
Same.
Until League 42 started. And now I'm thrust into that role. I'm not sure I'm good at it. I'm trying.
Well, you must be pretty adept.
I'm okay. I guess. I don't know.
But wouldn't you rather have that?
Nobody ever taught me a thing about how to raise money. How do I present League 42 in a way that inspires people to say, I love what they're doing. I'm going to give them a check.
Well, you're just honest. You're yourself. There's no real stress.
I wish I'd win the lottery and I'd just take care of it, and there would never have to look back. Let's say I won $10 million. League 42 set for the rest of my.
Of course, but also, and I know you're not looking at it like this, and I don't mean it as a backhanded compliment. Even I mean it as a legitimate, straightforward compliment. If League 42 collapsed tomorrow, you still would have done an amazing thing. So let's...
I don't look at it like that.
Well, look at it as...
I live in fear of League 42 not sustaining itself.
Well, don't look at it as you're starting from scratch, because you're not. You're starting from a place of already you've accomplished a lot. So if nothing else happens, then you've done a good thing.
That's not how I operate. You should know that after all these years.
I'm not saying that's how you operate. I'm not saying to look at it as if it could collapse or anything like that.
I know you're not saying that. And I appreciate your sentiment.
When you approach these situations, look at it as we've already accomplished a lot. And as badly as I want these other things to happen, they are just a bonus onto what I've already accomplished.
I wish I could look at it. No, I don't. I can't. You can't look at it like that.
Yes,
you
can.
You can't want something to last. Sustainability and say, well, if it doesn't happen, I did a no.
I'm not saying that. Never mind. It's okay.
You're saying it.
No, I'm not.
You're saying it. Just say what you mean.
No, I'm saying you can look at it at like that. You don't have to like think that if it won't happen. Never mind. It's all good.
It's a, you there don't know some how nuance. To get a, you don't know how to put a thought into verbal.
There was some nuance to that thought, and I don't think you were picking up on it. It's all right.
I don't get the nuance. And listen, I'll go home tonight, and I'll think about this. It's just a way of my life right now. What happened?
You got old. I don't know.
I guess so. I thought there would be a day when I just said, like you do, I'd just go home and lay on the couch for an hour, for three
What's
or four
wrong
hours.
With that?
Nothing.
It's great.
But, I mean, I don't see that in my near future.
Well, that's fine.
Maybe in a few years I can lay on the couch, but that's not a good use of my time right now.
I understand.
And it's probably
that.
Not a good use of your time.
Oh, it's a fine use of my time.
As we turn this back around toward you.
I go for 11 hours every day, and then you go home, and that's great.
Do you? But you cook dinner at home.
Usually.
Well.
I mean, I don't always cook, but
you're
I cook.
You're doing a whale of a job.
I cook a lot.
Here are the matches today. In bracket B, first round, we had four winners yesterday. Those winners were Tony Kidd, Skinnard, Andy Bartell, and Grant Larimore.
Correct.
Today at 4:25, Jason Ault, four-time champion, faces Andrew Spencer, the eighth seed. The four seed, Brent Rockley, goes against Jeff Mitchell at 4:45. In the second hour today, Derek Chilcott at 5:25 goes against number six seed Gary Krall. And the two seed is Jordan Bodick. He will face Andrew from Mulvane.
And look at Andrew. He's not calling. He's getting ready. He's preparing.
The seven seed today, Andrew. And he is not calling the show early. It's probably good that we're not. Oh, here is Andrew.
Uh-oh.
It's good that we're not having early calls today after the last few days.
Probably.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, I'm sorry. I wanted to comment on League 42 real fast and how, you
well,
know.
Well, that's not, I'm not looking for the, I want you to understand, Andrew, before you speak. I'm not looking for people to call the show and say, love what you're doing. I get plenty of that. I appreciate it. What I'm talking about today specifically is the challenge of raising money, and that's all. So
That's going to be hard. We got to think. You've already put in your blood, sweat, and tears, so there's no backing out of it now.
No, I'm not. Listen, I am never going to back out of it. Trust me on that. I'm not going to do that. Again, my total point here is, man, it's hard to raise money.
Yes, it is. Amen to that. Because raising money for, like, we try to raise money for KCAT and stuff to get new equipment, and oh, boy, that's fun.
Well, listen, you do what you can,
you do what
and,
you, can
and
do.
You try to present the best product you can, Andrew. Are you looking forward to your match today?
Yes, and, you know, I was just telling Mr. Max, I was like, you know, I'm about 97% chance I'll lose, but it's okay. I'm going to still try my hardest.
Well, that's all we can ask. You've got a tough competitor in Jordan Bodick. Right. It'll be a tough one for you.
It's going to be fun. My first World Series of face-off. You know, it's going to be a great time.
Thank you, Andrew. We look forward to it. We'll catch up with Andrew again late in the show as he plays in the first round of the World Series of face-off. Here's Damian.
What's up, Bob?
Hello.
I can't believe some of those idiots called the show this week. It's so bad. But I just want to know what you think. I know you don't like Tyreek Hill, but
no, we're done talking about Tyreek.
Wait! Let me finish. I just want to know what you think the timetable. It's taking forever.
Don't
How
care.
How much longer do you think it's going to take?
Don't
oh,
care.
That's terrible.
Thank you,
wow.
Damian. How's that? I'm so sick of Tyreek Hill.
Who isn't?
Who cares about the bum? That's basically where I am on Tyreek Hill, and you Chiefs fans.
Damian's way too invested in Tyreek Hill.
I don't even think you need the guy.
I'm the one who said that.
I think the Chiefs are a pretty likable team without Tyreek Hill. I certainly think the world of Patrick Mahomes. I like Andy Reid. I don't like Tyreek Hill. I think you'd be better off without him. Kick him to the curb and move on. That's what I'd do. But that, they're not going to, because in their brain, in their minds, they've got a very lucrative window. Lucrative window? They've got a very wide open window to win a Super Bowl. And they don't believe maybe they can do that without this bomb.
They can win a Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes is the Peyton Manning of this generation. He makes all of his receivers better. It's no coincidence that Tyreek Hill had a career year. Travis Kelce had a career year.
Tyreek Hill, regardless of the details of the situation he's currently in, has proven himself to be a man of low character, and I'm just not interested in Tyreek Hill. That's where I am. I'm at a point in life where this kind of stuff, I don't need it anymore. I don't need a lot of this stuff.
Like what?
I posted on Facebook today. I may be done. I may be, and I'm not going to get into that. But
well, we all read it.
But I may just throw caution to the wind anymore.
You're out? What does
do you
that mean
out?
You're done?
That means I just don't care anymore. If you agree with me, great. If you don't, great. I couldn't care less.
You care a little.
No, I don't think I do. You don't agree with me on a lot of stuff. I haven't disowned you or swept you under the rug.
Not yet. It's coming any day, though. Don't we all kind of agree on that?
I could blow up at any moment.
Are you excited about the World Series of Face-Off?
Not really.
Jason,
how about that for an answer?
I am. I'm interested to see
Of course I'm excited about the World Series of Face-Off.
Well, I'm interested to see how a couple of my categories hold up. I've done a ton of them.
When did you find all... Listen, my categories are the ones that drive this thing.
No, mine are creative. You can't go look them up on Wikipedia, usually. You have to have a wide range of knowledge to know mine.
I disagree. Let me look at a couple of yours.
Well, I gave you some easy ones today because we're in the first round.
Let me look at this.
As we advance.
It's okay. They're no better than mine.
As we advance, we're going to get some really tricky stuff. Not
and I don't
tricky,
like
but,
tough. I don't like impossible.
Well, it's not going to be impossible for the first round, but as guys
I'll make the
themselves.
Decisions on what categories go on here. You
two
know, you
me,
understand
two for
that.
You.
Austin, you're next on the drive, 869-1240. What do you have?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Doing well, Austin.
Bob, I was just going to ask you, Miles Michaelis pitched a fantastic game last night. Do you think there's a chance that they can make a run here late in the year?
Did you ask me? What?
Miles Michaelis.
Miles Michaelis was great last night. He's pitched well at home all year, really. Can't put it together on the road. I'm not going to get optimistic about the Cardinals until I see where they are after their 8-game road trip to Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. If they do well on that trip and they come back and they're still within a game or so of first place and they make some good moves at the deadline, then I'll invest back emotionally in the Cardinals. Does that make sense, Austin?
Yes, it does. What would you consider a good road trip, though, on this 8-game? Would you go 500 or would
six
you go
and
a little
two
bit
or
better?
5-3? I won't accept 500. No.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, thank you, Austin.
Thank you.
There you go. Pittsburgh's reeling right now. Their pitching has fallen apart. The Reds are dangerous, very dangerous.
I thought you said they were done.
No, they've got pitching.
Oh, someone did.
And if they start hitting, then they're the kind of team that they could sneak in and win this thing.
I doubt it, but you never know.
Their lineup, Pittsburgh has a good lineup. The Reds have a good lineup. The Cubs have a good lineup. The Brewers have a good lineup. The Cardinals have a so-so lineup.
You talk about my division, and I get
pitching. The Cardinals probably have the best pitching in the division outside of maybe Cincinnati.
But you're lucky to be in your division, as I'm lucky to be in the American League Central. The Indians would be leading the National League Central. So it goes both ways a little bit. Your division's bad.
I've never said the National League Central was a strong division.
It's mediocre. It's probably not bad. There's some okay teams in there. The Cubs are certainly no powerhouse.
They're no powerhouse, but you got to bring your bats to play them. Same way with the Brewers.
And the Indians are hanging in at six out.
The Dodgers are the only powerhouse in the National League.
You don't think the Braves are a powerhouse?
Heavens,
at 21 games,
they're
over
good, but the Dodgers are a powerhouse. 21 games over 500 is outstanding. The Braves are a good team.
I'd probably rather have. I don't know if I'd say that. Should we go through the lineups between the Braves and the Dodgers?
Well, whatever you do, and I don't care because the Dodgers pitching outweighs anything you can give me for the
it's
Braves.
Better.
So the Braves lineup will not do anything against the Dodgers pitching.
I don't know if that's the case.
I do. Pitching always beats hitting.
It's not like the Dodgers have just a
yeah,
group,
it is
of,
like
group
that.
Of aces.
Oh, it's like
they've
that.
They've got Bueller and Ryu and a diminished Kershaw and Rich
a
Hill.
A diminished Kershaw.
Rich Hill's injured. And
see, here's the thing about you, Jeff. You make these asinine arguments without really knowing. The Dodgers have a historically strong starting rotation.
It's good. I don't know if I'd go historically strong.
Are you out of your mind, son?
No.
I mean, seriously.
It's a good rotation.
What does a guy have to do to get through to you?
It's a good rotation. It's not like the best I've ever seen. It's not 1970 Orioles.
But in this day and age, to have they've got Ryu, who has a 1.78
ERA. Yeah, Ryu's great.
Bueller is, he had a rough start. He's been dominant of late. Kershaw is Clayton Kershaw, 8-2. Maeda is good.
He's okay.
Rich Hill, if he comes back from injury, he's a tremendous 4 or 5 starter. I mean, I don't know what you're looking at.
They have a good rotation. But you can't tell me a lot of these guys aren't hittable. Kenta Maeda's hittable. Clayton
Kershaw. If Urias moves into the rotation, I mean, these guys, they have an unbelievable pitching staff. That's just reality. I can't help it. Here's Tyrone. Hello, Tyrone. You're on the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you today?
I'm doing real good. I think I called the show a few weeks ago to talk to Jeff.
Okay.
Why'd you talk to Jeff?
You weren't there that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you were doing League 42 stuff. But I want to talk about the Raiders because I listened a while back. I know you like them. What do you think of the squad?
Well, I don't know. I really haven't delved into it. I don't like the fact that they brought Richie Incognito in.
Oh yeah, no, he's a jerk.
So I gotta look at things as we approach camps, training camps. I gotta assess how I feel about the Raiders. Right now, I'm not sure I'm with them, Tyrone.
Oh well, I'm a Raiders fan, die hard. I really hope that we beat the Chiefs all year.
Well,
go
well,
to
of
the
course
Super Bowl.
I
hate the Chiefs.
I certainly hope so, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tyrone.
No, you don't, though.
Thanks.
What do you mean
I don't?
You don't
have to celebrate the Raiders. Weren't you just looking for another team here a couple months ago?
I can't. It's hard for me to drop the Raiders.
Even with Richie Incognito?
Yeah, even with Richie Incognito. Yes.
It's too bad. What do you stand for at this stage?
Well, what do you stand for?
No, not Richie
Incognito.
You're a
Cleveland
Incognito.
Browns fan.
No, I told you I've abandoned them.
Really?
I said that.
I don't believe
I'm
it.
Not gonna,
I
not
believe
gonna...
I know you well enough that publicly you will abandon them. Privately, you'll be watching them every Sunday.
I can't.
You'll figure out a way.
Well, I got 8 games before Kareem Hunt comes aboard.
I know you well enough
Can
to
I
know.
Root for them for 8 games?
No, he's on their team.
And at game 9?
He's on their roster. You can't root for them.
I think I can.
Here's,
he's not on
here's and I hate to give this idiot any public credibility. Why, I'm on fire today, by the way. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I have.
What do you think of it?
What are you about to say?
This almost Bob Lutz account, okay? Now, no, he won't.
Is he still tweeting?
He won't ever. Well, I don't see him. I just saw that one of my followers answered one of his tweets. Here's what he said. There's people in this community that you have crossed on Twitter that could help set up League 42. Careful who you treat with disrespect. That comes from Almost Bob Lutz.
And then he tagged me in it. I wonder why.
Wants you to see. He wants you to see how he anonymously does stuff.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is this like a becoming a soap opera show?
A little.
I don't want it to.
All I want almost Bob Lutz to do is buy tickets to see Jason Eady at Barley.
You really
Corns.
Want that person to be there at Jason
Eady? I do.
Eady.
I don't care who it is.
You know, and the fact that he just slammed your father.
I don't have to interact with him.
That doesn't affect you at all. The fact that he just told me there are people here in the world who don't like you.
Well,
that's why they're not helping
well,
you.
That's untrue. But
it might be true.
No, it's not.
There might be somebody out there who I'm not going to help that jerk.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I hope not. I think I'm pretty good to most people. I don't know who I've crossed, and I doubt that I have.
Have you crossed anyone?
Of course. Listen, every day I cross someone.
No, you don't. No one's putting any
effort. I have the kind of personality that I'm not a meek person. I don't just sit on the sideline and observe. So if you're like that, you gotta be tough enough to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, but I don't think you've crossed anyone. That takes a lot of effort.
Max is playing the music. We need to get to the World Series of Face-Off.
It's time.
Match number one and day number two. We've got Jason Ault, Andrew Spencer. That's next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.